A few years ago, Massachusetts allowed cities and towns to create a Veterans Assistance Fund. It is used to help military veterans and their families with immediate needs for food, transportation, and heat. Revenue for the fund comes from a property tax or excise tax bill checkoff for donations. As excise tax bills come due in a few weeks, veterans advocates are calling attention to the checkoff option. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Jesus Pereira, Director of Veterans Services for the City of Holyoke.
This came into law, I believe, in 2016, where the state legislature allowed local municipalities to adopt an emergency veteran fund. So now every town in the state pretty much has a veteran service office, kind of like ours here. We're one of the very few states that actually has this. So your veteran service office may already have set up this fund. And if they haven't, it's a great opportunity to set this up sort of to offset the tools that we have at our disposal when it comes to assisting our veterans.
So do you know how many other communities in Massachusetts have set up this fund?
I don't know the exact number. I know there's a few neighboring cities and towns that have adopted it. I think for sure Longmeadow has adopted it. I know Ludlow has adopted it. If your local community hasn't adopted it, I would go ahead and, you know, seek out your veteran service agent. There's one in almost every community in Massachusetts, and ask them to adopt this through their city council or through your select board.
And this is through the excise tax bill. It's not through the income tax, because I know a lot of people are familiar with the different checkoffs that are available on the income tax form in Massachusetts, but this is on the excise tax bill.
Well, we chose to go with the excise tax bill because it's the one bill that has the most reach. You have the option of putting it on your property tax bill as a means of getting it out there, but we chose to do the excise tax bill because obviously there are more vehicles and houses in the city right now.
So tell me how this works. How this works? If people get their excise tax bill, I know those are coming in the mail now. A lot of people receive them. I think most of them are due around the middle of March.
So what happens is you'll get your normal bill. We've opted to make it a requirement to make a separate checkout for that particular fund. So when you come in to pay your excise tax bill, you make your payment for the bill, and then you give a separate check for the emergency fund.
And how much can people give? Is that up to them?
It really is up to them. It's totally voluntary, which is what makes this a special fund. This isn't something you're being mandated to do. If you feel like contributing to the veterans in your community, and it is for your community, which has a huge impact on those that are living there, it's up to you. You pay what you can.
And so this is the first year that you've done this.
We're actually rolling into the second year.
Okay.
This is the first year we're able to publicize it. Last year, I think we raised a little bit over $2,000. I think there was about 1,000 donations or so. But that's been able to impact over 10 veteran families in our community already.
What exactly do you do with the money? What do you do with the Veterans Emergency Fund?
So it's specific. Right now, the master law requires it to be used for emergency food, transportation, and they clump up heat and oil expenses. So, you know, emergency food, emergency transportation, or we'll call it heating expenses. So just last year alone, about 10 families roughly received assistance through this program. And it's a great tool for us to have, especially when we're looking for immediate response or immediate expenditure of funds that we have available to us. In other instances, we do have a program through the state, and sometimes that gets held up in approvals.
Is the option on the excise tax bill, is that the only source of revenue for the Veterans Emergency Fund?
That's correct. I mean, you can come in at any time of the year and go ahead and give a donation. This is just one means of advertising it.
How far does it go in satisfying the need that veterans have in the Holyoke community?
Well, I think that year to year things kind of shift one way or the other. You know, this year alone we dealt with someone who was whose property got condemned and was looking for immediate housing and needed food and transportation. And you know, you never know what's going to happen, and this is a great way to be prepared for when something big does happen.